I'm Russ White for MSU Today.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Minskoff Pavilion ribbon cutting ceremony.
Michigan State University hosted a ribbon cutting ceremony to showcase and formally celebrate the opening of the Edward J. Minskoff Pavilion at the Eli Broad College of Business. Sanjay Gupta is dean of the Broad College.
Russ, I can only say it was surreal. You know, you think about having these wonderful days and moments where you work so hard for something and it becomes a reality. This was everything and more. Everything that we imagined, everything that we envisioned, and much more than that. From the look and feel of the place, from the energy, the number of people that were here, the response from the students, it has been phenomenal. The students have been here from day one when the building opened, and it's almost as if this building has always been there. They fit right in. All of the spaces that are here, they have been occupying it as if it was always here. So it's a great feeling, all in all.
While we will not be able to recognize all of the 1,700-plus individuals this afternoon, there is one person who deserves a very special thank you. Without his extraordinary generosity, we would not be here today, and that is Edward J. Minskoff.
Well, my first reaction, having been here during the earliest stages of construction, was, wow, this place is spectacular. Architecturally, it's beautiful. The finishes inside are wonderful. The working rooms within this building are technologically way over my head. I still use a BlackBerry, so the technology that I'm seeing, visualizing when I walk into these various classrooms is, I may not understand it, but I feel that the students going through here are going to impact generations going forward.
We built this facility entirely with the student experience in mind. What does that experience need to be? What should it be? What do they deserve to actually be able to get? And that translated into saying that the most important thing the students are clamoring for and what employers want them to be able to do when they get to their workplaces is to collaborate, right? To collaborate with their peers, to collaborate with people in different disciplines, to collaborate with their superiors. This whole notion of collaboration is what results in a much better product after the fact. And that's what this building was primarily designed to do.
Mr. Minskoff's commitment of a $30 million gift towards this project is the largest single gift in the history of Michigan State's 164 years of existence. Edward, I want you to know that with this gift, you've not only had a huge impact on the Broad College, but you've impacted the way we think about student learning spaces on our campus. You have essentially transformed MSU's landscape forever.
It comes back to this notion of collaboration. B schools, unlike, say, the sciences, which actually also, you know, in some sense you can say is collaboration, but it is in a physical space like a lab. We don't have labs. Our labs here are these places where the students will interact with each other, but more from the perspective of sharing ideas, more from the perspective of learning from each other, from their own backgrounds and experiences. If you look at around what corporate America is doing, they are investing in facilities primarily with the idea of saying, create a place where people can collaborate with each other, where create spaces which will inspire their employees to be their creative best selves. That's exactly what we try to do in B school. And so in B school is this notion of, can the facility be inspirational? Can it be something that will lead to creativity and innovation in the minds and ideas that people come up with? The one other thing I'll add about this building is it has been an incredible teamwork that has made it a reality. All the way from the people who are involved in the physical elements of this project, such as the architects and the construction managers, MSU's physical facilities folks, my college's representatives who worked with them constantly. So those people clearly were doing an incredible teamwork to make this come together. But apart from that, it's the entire community that has supported this effort. From our alumni, the donors, the supporters, they have come out in droves. I mentioned earlier, over 1,700 alumni, friends of the Broad College and Michigan State have supported this project. Even though we got the single largest gift in the history of Michigan State University over 164 years, you know, it's a $30 million gift that we got from Edward Minskoff, for which we are immensely grateful. But this building could not have been done without the other 1,699 plus people, you know, who gave in different amounts. But it is every one of those commitments has been central and critical to us. So I just think this this tremendous sense of goodwill for Michigan State University, for the Broad College, is something that is really wondrous. And it makes me humble, but also proud at the same time that this has come to be.
The universe out there, through multiple studies by major corporations, both in the in their business as well as outside their business, studies have shown that the work area, if the people are happy, their productivity goes up by multiples. And in the case of education, if the students are thrilled to be in a facility that they're surrounded by, like this one, their work ethic will increase by multiples.
Located on Shaw Lane, adjacent to the Epley Center, the state-of-the-art building features a glass-walled, open-air atrium with panoramic views of the Red Cedar River. It houses an entrepreneurship lab, flexible classrooms, team rooms, a media studio, and an expanded career center to serve students, recruiters, and corporate partners.
You know, we have been working very, very hard on changing out our curriculum so that it truly reflects what's going on in the digital disruption that is taking place in the business world. We have brought in curriculum. We are bringing in experiences. We are connecting our students with the alumni and industry leaders so that they can actually understand what does this disruption really mean in their workplaces, in their industries. And in the Broad College, we are committed to making sure that our students are equipped with the knowledge and the skills, as well as having the sense of comfort that they can fit right in to that space. And this digital transformation, by the way, is not just of technology companies. I mean, you can take our auto industry here in the state of Michigan. Many of them are not even using the word automotive any longer. They talk about themselves as mobility solution providers or some other thing like that, right? And we want to make sure that our students are fully cognizant of, appropriately skilled, and very, very comfortable in working in that environment. So that digital disruption is one thing. The other thing that we are really focused on is around a global mindset, which is the other thing we hear from our employers, saying that the talent that they are wanting to hire is talent that can think about the entire world as their workplace, because that's what's happening. They're constantly working across borders, across geographies, across time zones, and our students need to be able to do that and successfully. So these are among a few things we are working on. There is a whole effort around entrepreneurship and innovation, you know, to be able to spur creativity, this ownership mindset, the ability to take risks and solve problems. That is also part and parcel of what's going on. So all in all, very exciting times, you know. I mean, I could talk about all of these other developments as well. We are excited about that because that is what is going to prepare our students to be successful in the workplace.
They are living in a very complicated world right now, much more complicated by multiples than when I was in school. There's opportunities out there that are beyond what they can possibly imagine if they want to have the desire to work extra hard to achieve those in whatever area they are studying. the opportunities in this country are open to every young person with the wherewithal and the desire to be successful.
And I will say that despite of everything that I said that we are doing, and I think we are doing them really well, there are very significant challenges. I think those challenges are very real. And I'll put it in the following sense. I talked earlier about the digital disruption of businesses. That's at the center of the challenges that we face, both as institutions of higher education, but also especially as B schools and for the Broad College. So if you think about the disruptions that are taking place, one of the industries that has been spared that disruption in some sense is higher ed. In a large way, we can say that we are still kind of able to do what we used to do in the manner that we did before. There is a semester, there is a calendar, there is a school year, there is a degree that we give out, you know, and a degree lasts for 4 years. Is this an undergraduate or a graduate? All of these structures that we created and designed around higher ed, those are still there. But the disruption could be very quick and very significant, where we know all of the players that are there in the online space. They are making steady inroads in terms of what it is that they are able to offer versus what we offer on the ground. We have innovative universities that are coming up with a completely different model that is not even tied to a school year, that is not tied to individual courses having so many credits. It is simply tied to skill building. And then we have the competition from international institutions that are rising in stature. There is a much, much greater commitment to investing in higher education in other countries than there is in the United States. And so what we see is resources being plowed into this higher ed sector in volumes that we have not seen in the United States for a long, long time. So the challenge, as I see it, for not just the B schools, or not just for the Broad College, but really for higher education in general, is this notion that disruptions are around the corner, and how are we changing what we do so that we are going to be nimble and agile enough to deliver to the marketplace the kind of skills and credentials that they look for without getting swept off our feet.
So on behalf of the university, again, I want to say thank you. And your generosity has really laid the foundation to ensure a bold future for business education at Michigan State University.
Learn more about the Edward J. Minskoff Pavilion at broad.msu.edu. I'm Russ White for MSU Today.